Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
So sadly, yesterday I went to get Botox. That's not the sad part. That's the great part. A little birthday Botox, which apparently, by the way, is a trending hashtag. Did you know that?
What, birthday Botox?
Yeah.
Listen, I do everyday Botox. I don't need an excuse or a holiday.
It was trending Botox. So I went and did that. I had a jam-packed day yesterday. You know, I'm like, I'm not napping. I'm just like going to bed early, but I'm doing all the things I have to do before I fade, basically. So I went to get Botox, and they're like, and so just to make sure you're not upside down or doing any downward dogs after this. And I was like, oh, I was supposed to go to yoga after this.
Oh,
had to cancel my bucket list item of yoga because of for a forehead full of Botox.
Well, you know what? It was a good decision.
I guess it was very funny because she was like talking about how I don't have any wrinkles. And she's like, how long have you been doing Botox? I was like, now that I think about it, I probably started when I was on Queer Eye. I hit her every now and again. And she is team, like, preventative.
Yeah.
But there's some doctors that were like, no, you're not really preventing anything. It depends. But I think they say where you are genetically. Like, if you come in at 40 and never had it, and you have deep-rooted resting wrinkles, no. Like, sorry.
No. I believe it's a preventative. I'm all about it. I've been doing it since I was in my early 20s. Yeah. And I'll continue to. Well, speaking of skin, I went to this really amazing event last night.
What'd you bring me?
Okay, so I'm going to just walk out
right
now. Okay, you know what? The swag bag.
Lipstick, highlighter, nothing.
You get a hug. Want a hug?
Yeah, sure.
Milk Makeup had this amazing event. So a lot of our favorite people were there. You know Ricky Thompson, who's so funny.
Milk Makeup is like Milk Studios has their own makeup line?
Yeah.
Wow, Milk Studios is a big photo, what do you call it, like a photo studio here in LA. So if you want a big photo shoot, like you're a fancy person or a TV star, you go to Milk and it's a great, I didn't know that they had their online, but that makes sense. Smashbox has their online.
Yeah,
that's another one.
Milk Makeup is so good too, but it looked really cute. There's a lot of influencer. Of course, Chester was there, my best friend, and I made Lisa come too.
Did he bring Taylor Swift?
No, he did not. She was not available.
Gosh, okay.
But it was so hot in there. And you know how sometimes hot, like events get very busy and stuffy and they get hot?
Yeah.
And I don't know what was wrong with me. Like, I'm not drinking right now. I'm getting my body, like, together. So I was like...
Wait a minute. When did you stop drinking?
I stopped drinking last week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know, I had to take a little breaky.
Okay.
And so, well, I'm preparing for Saturday.
Good, yeah.
And so, I don't know what happened. It got so
Mexican.
We're doing Friday. So I got, when I say Friday, I mean today.
Got it.
I got so hot.
Yeah.
And I just got this really cute, like, snakeskin jacket. But here's the thing, when you buy, like, fake leather or fake.
You can't breathe.
You cannot breathe. And at some point, it starts to stink. Like, do you know what smell I'm talking about? Does anybody know the smell of the fake leather sweat? So I'm like trying it. I just got my hair blown out. So it's like starting to curl up like into a Jufro. Now I'm sweating. I'm not even drinking. So now I'm getting nervous.
By the way,
I'm
I hope you show up with a Jufro on my birthday party on Saturday.
There's a time and a place.
Let your Jewish heritage freak flag fly on the disco party day.
That's a flag.
Yeah.
Let your Jewish freak flag fly.
Yeah, that's what you got. It's one of your flags.
Yeah. Well, so I had a good time with influencers while I sweat to death.
Well, we have one of them on with us. She's going to be on in the final hour with us. She created this palette that I love. It's a pride palette. You know, everyone's been doing the rainbow eyes. Her name is Jessie Page, and she is a YouTube influencer, and she's with the Tarte Cosmetics people, and so she's going to come in and chat with us. Also bisexual, which is always lovely, because I love quizzing bisexual
people. She's definitely allowed in.
I'm always fascinated by them. But anyway, it's time to talk some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
All right, guys. Well, Iran claims to have taken down a U.S. military drone. The country's elite Revolutionary Guard says the spy drone was shot down after it entered Iranian airspace near the Strait of Hormuz. However, no American aircraft were operating today in Iranian airspace. A spokesman for U.S. Central Command says tensions between the two countries are extremely high right now. The U.S. blames Iran for recent attacks on tankers in the Gulf of Oman and will send 1,000 more troops to the Middle East in response to Iran's hostile behavior. Iran denies those accusations. Okay, guys, our listeners in New York on 92.3 HD3 might notice a famous intersection has changed. In honor of Pride Month, the street sign at the historic intersection of Gay and Christopher Streets in New York City's Greenwich Village has been changed to Acceptance Street as part of an art installation to reflect the evolving identities of LGBTQ people. The sign, which is now multiple signs and was championed by the New York City Commission on Human Rights and underwritten by MasterCard, reads from top to bottom, gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans, queer, intersex, asexual, non-binary, pansexual, two-spirit, and the plus symbol. Since World Pride is coming up in New York City later this month, organizers are considering how to make the installation a permanent symbol. All right, guys, American Idol is my original home, and it is for Adam Lambert as well, but the new era for pop rock star Adam Lambert continues. On Tuesday, Lambert took to his Instagram to announce that his new single, Coming In Hot, would be arriving on June 26th. He also revealed the song's cover art, showing Lambert clad in all black and sitting on a white ledge with an Art Deco-style font, perhaps indicating another retro-style track. Now, back in May, Lambert revealed the first single off of his new album, New Eyes, a groovy 70s rock track about gaining a new perspective from a lover. The song came with an accompanying video, which Lambert confirmed would be the case for Coming In Hot as well. When a fan commented on his post asking whether or not there would be a video, Lambert simply replied with a yes. In an interview with Hunger back in May, Lambert further teased fans about the sound of his upcoming album, saying that it wasn't nailed down to any particular genre or era. It's an album that's very timeless, in my opinion, he said. Sonically, it references a lot of the music I heard in the house growing up. It's retro. There are a lot of 70s and 80s choices in there, and it lives in a world that is a fusion of new and old. It definitely has a vintage edge to it. To see the photo, head on over to wearechannelq.com. While you're there, don't forget we are officially a podcast, so if you can't listen to us now, you can listen to us whenever you want. Like Jay said, we have a great day for you, but we're also still celebrating Poppy Rodriguez's birthday. However, coming up, two prominent politicians are doing their part to celebrate Pride. Find out, because it's a truly supporting photo opportunity, or is it? Stick around with a new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Well, guys, I know that it is Pride Month, and so we saw a lot of businesses supporting the LGBTQ+ community by having rainbow memorabilia, having signs about equality this month, and it's been nice. It feels like the way the world should always be, an inclusive space. However, not everyone thinks so, or not everyone believes that this outreach to the community is genuine. Gavin Newsom is set to become the first California governor to march in the Pride parade in San Francisco. The LGBTQ celebration will take place last Sunday in June, just like New York City. As the city's former mayor and one-time member of the Board of Supervisors, Newsom has been a regular participant in the parade. I know I've done it with him a couple times. But by the way, this parade in San Francisco is marking its 49th anniversary this month, and he's regularly had a contingent while serving as the state lieutenant governor. However, he's not the only one. Former Vice President Joe Biden paid a special surprise to the Stonewall Inn, just like many people have been doing this month, like Taylor Swift did, like Jesse Tyler Ferguson. And this guy, Joe Biden, he bought a round of drinks for some lucky customers who were there. Mark Siegel, the founder of the Philadelphia Gay News and longtime LGBTQ activist, was there at the Stonewall Riots in 1969. He was also present during Joe Biden's visit on Tuesday. Now, Siegel was at the Stonewall being interviewed about his experiences that fateful night, June 1969, 50 years ago. Now, with a representative for the Smithsonian Channel promoting its special Beyond Stonewall, which features this guy. So, I guess the question is this either one of them pandering the community to get votes or to get to get their politics pushed forward, or are they genuine supporters of our community?
Here's the thing. This was a fight that people were having about Taylor Swift, and it was like, I feel like the gays were like, Taylor needs to do more with her platform, and then she does, and they're like, you're wanting to get the gays, and it's like, can we not be in a society where when people finally decide to step up and do something, we're like, now you're doing it for attention.
I was definitely what you said previously. Yeah. And then now with Taylor Swift specifically, I feel like she more than triple doubled down. She's done so much lately.
She's raised so much money.
But she's like,
which is huge for us.
It was the legal thing. Then it was like the first post on Instagram months ago. And then it was the writing your congressperson. And then it was the video. I mean,
because
she's been just doing it.
Well, because that's not her fan base. So she didn't start with a fan base that accepted necessarily LGBTQ.
That's right.
So what? She took some time to figure out how she was going to navigate
that.
She
grew up,
She's 30 years old now. She started with like tears on her guitar at 14, okay? We're in a different world, and I think that we have to stop as a society demeaning people when they fight. We can't call people out and be like, you need to start supporting us.
And then
when they do, be like, you're just trying to get our money. Because they're like, honestly, then I won't support you at all, and you can just keep doing your marches by yourself.
I agree. I don't know Joe Biden's history. I know that obviously the lighthouse was lit up in the LGBTQ rainbow flag for Pride when Obama was in office. I don't know Joe Biden's personal history with the community. He's always seemingly spoken out. He got in hot water yesterday for some comments he made about I forgot what they called them, like a racial dividist, someone who believes that the races should be kept apart. And he made some comments yesterday. So that dominated the news cycle with Joe Biden, that he should roll those comments back, because people felt like, you're talking to someone who supports Nazis and things like that, and you're saying how you had no problem working with him and working across the aisle, find a better reference. So I don't think Joe Biden's worried about us thinking today that he's pandering. But I will say, when it comes to Gavin Newsom, let me tell you something. The first time I ever met him was in San Francisco for one of these Pride events. Boy, is he a Ken doll. Like, handsome, tall, huge hands. He shakes your hands and you're like, I feel like a little lady.
That sounds like somebody who needs to be governing the gay community for sure.
He's married.
Or governing Grindr. I'm not sure.
His wife is gorgeous. Like, he's this great straight ally. And I've just always known him as a really loud supporter. Like, when it wasn't popular, when I first moved to LA back in 2006, I guess it was, I moved to LA. So that being said, I don't know. I mean, I think it's good. I'm on Team Mikayla in this one. I think it's I think any visibility right now from these two, unless we hear otherwise, is good.
Yeah, I think so too. Stop calling out people and then not letting them give a chance to do what they want to do and to really help us.
Do you know what I wanna want to do?
No.
I want to step outside. And I want to pretend it's 4:20, but just during these commercials, because our next guest is none other than La Ganja Stranja.
What's La Ganja?
La Ganja, I'll tell you about it during the commercial break, but she was on Drag Race, and she was on So You Can Think You Can Dance, and there's rumors she might be going back, so we can ask her.
Work. Stick around with the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Mikayla.
So, by the way, it's Thursday. What happens on a Thursday? Yesterday was hump day. What's a Thursday? Is there a throwback Thursday?
Throwback thirsty Thursday, therapy Thursday, thick Thursday.
We kind of abandoned therapy Thursday. We were like, you know, that seems like a good idea, but screw that. We're in summer. Let's do what we want.
We don't need therapy anymore.
No, we'll get it in the fall.
Yeah, we'll just medicate ourselves.
Hey, by the way, if you love listening to us on the radio or the radio.com app on your phone, make sure you try us at home on Alexa. You just have to tell Alexa, play Channel Q on radio.com to hear all your favorite shows here on Channel Q all day long. Of course, if you have the app, radio.com app, you can take us on the go wherever you go by just favoriting Channel Q. Now, there is a town called Gay Hell. It was created by YouTuber Elijah Daniel, and he's hoping people go to Gay Hell. It's a tiny little town in Michigan that he recently purchased, and he officially renamed it Gay Hell. He said it was an act of protest against the Trump administration's recent rejection of requests from U.S. embassies to fly the rainbow symbol, a symbol of gay pride, during the month of June at celebration of LGBTQ plus Pride Month. Now, the town's about 15 miles northeast of Ann Arbor, Michigan, and is believed to have a population of about 70 people. He said, I have a young audience who's 16 to 24 who would not be involved in politics if it wasn't in a funny or meme way. He said, I'm just trying to have a little fun and get my audience politically active. He also hopes to inspire the people to visit Michigan. Daniel told NBC News on a phone interview Monday that it is his flag rule, that it's meant to be a joke, because it was supposed to be basically all, he said, in his town, all flags will be rainbow flags. But he says it's meant to be a joke and there's no ban on other flags being raised. Now, is this a good thing? Is he making a point? Is this cute? Or what do you think?
Yes. Listen, we live in gay hell. It's called West Hollywood, California, and it's my favorite place to live where the freak gay flags can fly. I think any place to have a safe space is nice for us. As long as we're not... Listen, in West Hollywood, we still include everybody. Lisa Vanderpump, the straightest ally who's taken over West Hollywood.
Well, the gays come in, then the straight, her crowd comes in right after. Usually... In New York City, it was the urban folks, so Latin, black, whatever, brown folks. The usually generally was people of low income status, and that happened to be in certain neighborhoods, black and brown people. And then the gays come in because they're artists, and so they're like, we can't afford anything, so they move in. They fix it up. Then the yuppies come in, and that's always the turnover. That's happening where we live now. It's called gentrification. But I will say, I like this, because you know what? What if you were living there? And all of a sudden, you're literally like, hey, mom, so I know you mail me things. You have to change the name of the town on all my bills now.
It's called gay hell.
It's called what?
Get with it.
Johnny, why are you making jokes like that? It's not nice. You know Uncle Carl's gay. You think he'd appreciate that if you said he lived in gay hell? Mom, no, they really renamed my town. I mean, can you imagine? You're calling American Express. You're like, hey, I need to change my billing address. It's gay hell now.
Honestly, I think it's amazing, and we should have done that so much sooner. What's the nickname for West Hollywood? Does West Hollywood have a...
They used to call it Boys Town.
Yeah,
but they call it any little gay hamlet. By the way, have you been to a gay street in New York in the Village?
No.
Oh, it's cute. It's like a little street. It's actually called G-A-Y Street.
Cute.
Yeah.
Well, New York's killing it. They just did that cross street called Acceptance Street. Which, I mean, imagine being like, I live on the corner of Acceptance Street.
Oh, I saw, yeah, it had all the little, all the adjectives for the community.
Yeah, I like
intersex
it.
Intersex and two-spirited, which is the native folks, what they call. Well, listen, I'm curious about gay hell. So, hey, buddy, if you want to have us on, we'll broadcast live from gay hell all week if you'd like. Never been to any place in Michigan, so that'd be fun.
Yeah, let us come and be a part of your gay heaven and hell. All right, you guys, well, coming up at the next hour, sex life is a great life.
Is it a movie? What is it?
No, it's my actual sex life and your sex life.
Yes.
But would you name it a movie title? Like, do you have a name, like a movie title that you would name your kind of sex life?
Oh, God, no. I've always liked the name Guffman, so maybe I'm just waiting for Guffman.
Oh, that's a really nice name for your sex life.
It's non-existent.
Coming up, we're going to ask you what your name of your sex life is with the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
By the way, I have not figured out what I'm going to wear to my disco party happening at Rocco's, aka Club 79 in West Hollywood, Saturday night. I wanted to go kind of, you know, cool disco, and then I realized disco options are mostly polyester. Not cool at all.
Yeah, but you could also take a totally different spin and give it a more feminine look and be a little more glamorous.
No, I don't want to be feminine. I mean, I like it. I just don't like wearing female clothing. What? I don't. When have I ever worn female clothing? I like makeup. I like wigs. I don't like, but I always pair it with men's clothing.
You could.
It's real. It's real. No one has. I don't like female clothing.
No, no. I was saying. Well, because I actually thought you might like a feminine look because you do like makeup and hair.
I like makeup and hair, but I always do it partner with men's clothing.
Maybe some cute jean cutoffs. I gotta look at 70s looks.
It's jean cutoffs. It's the top that's confusing because it's vintage t-shirts. And when I went to vintage stores, they all like vintage to them is 80s. So it's all like things that I'm like, that wouldn't have been around yet.
Yeah.
I did get like a white tank top with black piping, like a very American Apparel. Actually, it's from American Apparel. So it does look 70s with tube socks. It just misses the razzle-dazzle sparkle factor.
Yeah. Well, we're going to figure it out. It's going to be the best party ever. We're going to have a great time.
Yeah. I have a bunch of options. By the way, I bought a million pieces. It's just, you ever go to the grocery store hungry? And you bought the wrong stuff and nothing goes with anything?
Yeah.
That's what I have right now.
Well, so it was the 70s.
What if I just keep buying things and I just tell people to come by?
Yeah, just make it not
like,
match at all.
I need a disco? Gotta take a disco.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's time for some news on the beat, some actual news. So, Michaela, what are people talking about?
All right, guys, well, our listeners in Sacramento on 94.7 HD2 can look to the sky with pride as a rainbow flag will fly in front of the California State Capitol until the end of the month as part of the state's celebration of LGBTQ Pride Month. It's the first time in state history the Pride flag has flown in front of the Capitol. The flag was raised this week for the first time by staff from the California Department of General Services, and it will hang through July 1st. Now, Governor Gavin Newsom requested the addition of the Pride flag, saying in a statement, "In California, we celebrate and support our lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer communities' right to live out loud during Pride Month and every month. By flying the Pride flag over the state capitol, we send a clear message that California is welcoming and inclusive to all, regardless of how you identify or who you love." Now, the Pride flag has previously hung over balconies, both inside and outside that building, but never on the flagpole out front. In 2015, when the U.S. Supreme Court granted same-sex couples the right to marry, rainbow colors illuminated the Capitol dome. Now, moving on, it was canceled by ABC in late 2011 after 9 seasons, but now HGTV has announced that it's revamping reality show Extreme Makeover Home Edition and has chosen actor Jesse Tyler Ferguson to host it. I am so excited. I loved this show so much. I was like appointment TV all the way.
By the way, you know the history.
No.
We were up for Emmys at the same time.
Oh, wow.
We won the first time. They won the second time.
Ugh, I love
it. I was told I'd never be able to act on shows like Modern Family because I came from that genre. Yeah. So it's not lost on me that times have changed so much that the star of a sitcom that was on at the same time is going to the genre of Queer Eye self-improvement shows.
Yeah, well, Dax Shepard is actually hosting Justin Timberlake's new game show.
Same.
So it's showing that, like,
but like
the
Makeover
world is
so vert. When I came here for Makeovers, they're like,
yeah.
But did you have that from Idol? When you come from Idol, you did Living with Fran right away. They didn't pigeonhole you right away.
They did pigeonhole me, but I was like adamant that I was working with Fran Drescher.
That seems like, I don't know how you're not working together with her at this very moment.
Well, let's put it out there, honey, because we're working on it. Now, the 43-year-old actor is best known for playing Mitchell Pritchett on the popular ABC sitcom. I was so inspired by the original series, and now I can't wait to help families as the new host of Extreme Makeover, a Home Edition, said Ferguson Wednesday. HGTV has commissioned 10 episodes of the show in which a home is renovated within a week. The original series ran from 2003 to 2012 and was hosted by carpenter and home improvement expert Ty Pennington. Now, I want to remind you guys, we do so many fun things here at Channel Q, including really great contests that you can sign up for. If you want to see Diana Ross in Vegas, head on over to wearechannelq.com. We had the pleasure of people here at Channel Q seeing her in LA just a few months ago for her birthday, and she's everything you want. The visuals are everything you need, so head on over there. Now listen, when we come back, Jay is turning 40. We've literally talked about it all. If you don't know Jay is turning 40 by now, that you have not been listening to radio at all, because we've been talking about it all week, and we're going to find out what is older than him. Not much. No, I'm just kidding. Stick around with the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
So June 22nd, 1979, that's when I decided to check in for work here on planet Earth. And we're going to be celebrating at Rocco's West Hollywood, transforming it into a disco party called Club 79. Michaela Gordon's going to be hosting. And by hosting, I mean she's going to be flooding her about, making sure everyone has cocktails in hand.
What he means is I'm going on that microphone.
I don't even know if we have a mic at the place.
Oh, she'll get a microphone. I'll get a megaphone.
One. Yeah.
I don't care what I have to get.
She'll use a can.
I'm going to start the evening with the national anthem.
It'll be a can and a string. Yeah.
Hello.
All right. So we decided to play a fun little game in honor of my 40th. Oh, by the way, you can totally come to this party. We are going to invite all our friends, and it includes you, our listener. So if you're in SoCal, come join us Saturday at Rocco's West Hollywood. I think I'm going to be there from 10 to... till I fall over. All right, so let's play a game. Justin, our producer, is going to run it. And this is, am I older than... then blank.
Exactly. Hey, everybody. So the name of this game is Jay Older Than. So I will ask about different items throughout history, and the objective of the game is to tell me if Jay is older than that thing. So Michaela Gordon, you are up first. Your first thing to choose to decide if Jay is older than is...
Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Am I older?
On my way to
put so do you think I came first or did Sesame Street come
I think
first?
You came first.
Jay did not come first.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I should have known. How long has Sesame Street been around?
1969.
You're yelling.
10 years, yeah. J-Lo even had it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just remember me being 30 and doing it. I thought it was a me thing. I thought they created it for me. Okay, go ahead.
All right, Jay, you're next up, and your clue is... This is the theme to E.T.
E.T. was in the early 80s because Drew Barrymore is not that much older than me.
You're correct.
Yeah. I just have to tell you that that song is such a fun ride at Disneyland, and that's literally right where I went to. Isn't it?
Wait,
it's so
E.T.?
Good.
Is it Disneyland?
It's a ride, and that's the song that starts you out with. And it's like,
E.T. is not at Disneyland.
It was at Universal.
I'm sorry, Universal. Yeah.
Are they holding out on me?
No, sorry, Universal.
It's in Florida, though, for our Miami listeners, so, you know, if you travel to Orlando, there you go.
Hey.
Michaela. Yeah, Disney World. There you go.
Next up, the country of Djibouti.
What?
Is Jay older than the country
you
of
You always talk about my booty, so there's a country called Djibouti.
No.
So Jay is not older than Djibouti.
No.
Correct. Jay was born in 1979. Djibouti became a nation in 1977.
Right, just 2 years.
Djibouti, honey.
Jay, are you older than Rachel McAdams? Popular actress from the Notebook.
Notebook, don't forget Mean Girls.
Of course.
Joy.
I will say I am older than her.
You are not older than her.
Oh.
1978.
She's 1 year older.
She's 1 year older than you.
Wow. So he does not get the ding, 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 ding.
I know.
He gets the bam.
Jeffrey's like, I'll figure it out, don't worry.
It says 1978.
Yeah.
But I was born in 79.
Jay's not older.
I think 69.
No.
Not 69. That would be J-Lo.
All right, Jimmy.
All right, Michaela, you're up next. Here is your clue. Is Jay older than Star Wars?
Oh.
No.
Jay is not older than Star Wars. He was born in 1979. Star Wars, 1977.
Oh.
All of these songs are literally taking me to every theme park I've ever been to. And
yeah,
I'm
that's
like
real.
Living my truth over here.
I think
here.
They're all very universal things.
Yeah.
Although, no, Star Wars would be, yes, Disney. Yeah.
Yeah. Jay, you're up next.
Yeah, go ahead.
The career of Weird Al Yankovic. As a Weird Al Yankovic fan.
So he really hit his stride when I was in elementary school. But with this all came out in the 80s. So I'm going to say, am I older than him or his career?
His career.
No, I'm older than his career.
You are older than his career.
Yeah.
1984.
Yeah, he didn't become popular until I was a kid.
That was when his first album was released.
Way to go. All right, if you guys are just tuning in, we are talking about things that are older than Jay. It's a game that we're playing. Is it older or younger than Jay? Okay, so it's my turn.
All righty. Michaela Gordon, you are up next. The Hubble Telescope. Is Jay older than the Hubble Telescope?
What's the Hubble Telescope?
It's a big telescope that roams through space taking pictures of deep space objects from NASA.
So I guess you have to think, how long have we been in space?
I'm going to say backwards. He's not older than that.
Jay actually is older than the Hubble Space Telescope. That was made in 1990.
Oh.
Wow, she's a young telescope. She started going deep into space not long ago.
Mm-hmm. Jay?
Yes.
Sandra Day O'Connor being elected to the Supreme Court. Did that happen before or after you were born? Are you older than a female Supreme Court justice?
I'm going to say I'm not older. Although
you're
I think I am.
Not older.
Oh.
You are not older.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sorry. I take that back. You are older.
Oh.
1981, that's when that happened. So you lived in the days of an all-male Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I feel like we're still in the days of an all-men Supreme Court.
With Ruth Bader and the other one.
The decisions they've been making lately.
Sotomayor.
All right, let's light ring around this. Michaela Gordon. The last Peanuts comic strip. Was it released before or after Jay was born?
The last Peanuts comic strip? Condom.
Yes.
Where's my head at today? I'm going to say no, it wasn't.
It was not. It was. Jay is older than it, so you are right. 2000. That was when the final original Peanuts comic strip was
born. All right, ask Jay.
Jay, your next clue. And this is a doozy. The Muppet Movie was released. The original Muppet Movie.
The original?
Yes.
No, I didn't grow up with, no. That was, that came after I was born.
That came after you were born.
Really?
It's there actually a tie.
It's 1979, but just a couple months.
No.
Oh.
It was released on June 22nd, 1979. It's a tie. You are as old as the original Muppet Movie.
Wow.
What's your question there?
That's actually a fun fact about, yeah.
You're welcome.
All right. Is there any more questions, Justin?
I have one more round.
Great.
So, Michaela Gordon, you're up next.
Okay. If you guys are just tuning in, we are playing a game. Is Jay older or younger than the question?
Michaela Gordon, your final clue. The movie Monty Python's Life of Brian, classic comedy, starring the British comedy troupe Monty Python.
I know it's your favorite movie, Michaela.
I'm really into Monty Python's.
Yeah.
Python's to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Jay is not older than...
No.
You are correct. No, actually, you're incorrect.
This was a hard game to play. We keep screwing up if I'm
August
right or wrong.
August 10th, 1979.
It's tricky. All right, I've got a final one for all of you guys in this room.
Go ahead.
What famous, which famous celebrity out of these three icons do I share a birthday with? Is it Reese Witherspoon, Nicole Kidman, or Meryl Streep?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm going to say Kidman.
I have to withdraw because I already know the answer.
Okay, so Jeffrey, what do you think?
Meryl Streep.
Nicole Kidman.
Jeffrey for the win. Meryl Streep and I have the same birthday.
That's so fun. Wait,
that
that's
random?
A good birthday to have with Meryl Streep. I love Meryl Streep. All right, you guys, well, who won, who lost?
I think we all lost.
We all lost.
Yeah. Okay, well, great. We're just a bunch of losers here at the Morning Beat celebrating Jay's birthday.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
That's right, guys. It is the Morning Beat. It's Thursday morning, a little throwback Thursday, whatever Thursday you want it to be here on the Morning Beat. We're bringing it to you. Now, we just played a game, Am I Older Than Blank? And we all failed pretty miserably. I don't even know. Do you remember things that could you play yourself? Things that you were you really, are you mindful now of the things that happened when you were too young to remember at the time that you've learned since? And you're like, oh, I was born the year of the blah, blah, blah.
No.
How about the slinky?
Loved a slinky.
So definitely was born, well, definitely was created before you because I had one as a kid.
I loved a slinky.
And how far
I
back
didn't realize I got a slinky after Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Do you remember?
And he put this slinky at the top of this mountain and he let the slinky go down. And me and my brother were like, we need the slinky. Went to Walgreens and got that slinky, baby.
Do you remember things like Operation?
Yeah, I loved Operation.
Do you remember things like Light Bright?
Yeah, I loved Light Bright.
Did you have a glow worm?
No.
Ooh, okay, so I was trying to figure out how far back to go. Glowworm was a very coveted toy, like a Tickle Me Elmo, and it was a worm with like a baby face, and you'd squeeze it and it'd glow. So it was like a
night
teddy bear.
I had a Teddy
Ruxpin?
Ruxpin, yeah.
You had a Teddy Ruxpin, so cool. Wow.
Yeah, and you could record, and I used to record myself like I was on TV. I thought it was so cool.
And the bear would just repeat it?
That's it. Cabbage Patch Kids. Yeah. I had a Cabbage Patch named Mabel. I loved Cabbage Patch Kids. Yeah. And then there was a moment where I had Trolls. I was obsessed with Trolls.
Trolls were very big. Yeah, but I was like more of a teenager, I think, at that point. So that
well,
tracks.
So was
yeah,
I,
yeah.
But I still wanted them.
hey, so you ever heard of Crackle Barrel?
Yeah, they just opened one in Vegas next to my show in Vegas.
Yeah, they're like stores, but they're prominently selling meat and cheeses. Kind of big in the South. I feel like I haven't seen or in the suburbs I don't see too many in the big cities but the Cracker Barrel is saying that they will not permit a Tennessee pastor who made death threats against gay people to hold an event at one of its stores. Now Grayson Fritz, the pastor who doubles as a county police detective, so pastor on the weekend and police officer the rest of the time, he has planned an event at the Cracker Barrel in Cleveland, Tennessee for his congregation, the All Scripture Baptist Church, on June 29th. Now in an official statement to Twitter, Cracker Barrel denied any affiliations with Fritz or the church and said it wouldn't allow the Tennessee store to hold the event. Now, Fritz made headlines in early June when he called for the execution of LGBTQ plus people and said they were worthy of death in a sermon posted to the church website, which has since been deleted. The Knox County Sheriff's Office, where Fritz is a detective, says they are reviewing all pending cases he has worked on and any complaints about closed cases. Now, Cracker Barrel, the breakfast joint and county store, are frequented by road trippers and serves about 217 million guests a year. So, what do you make of this?
I think it's great. I think that you can't allow hate speech in your restaurant if you want to appeal to a bunch of different people. It is, especially in Vegas when you're driving through and back and forth. People stop there of all different types. And I know the gays love it because this gay loves Cracker Barrel. Hello, thank you. And I just think it's so funny that Christians are always like, you should die for being gay. I'm like, I don't know if God feels like that. Like death, putting death on me, that's a big word.
It's a big word. Also that you know, how you treat the least of them is how you treat me. Like there's all this scripture, I'm paraphrasing, but you know, like treat, you know, others like you'd want to be treated. It's just a very, I don't know. But I will say this, I think it's also troubling that this man with this belief system is in the police department, like he's a detective.
Yeah, I think so too.
If he's investigating a case about LGBTQ plus people, he's not going to do it fairly.
Yeah, I don't think so. I do actually.
You can't preach from the pulpit, execute case, and then, you know.
Well, I think it's just interesting that he even wanted to hold an event at Cracker Barrel to begin with. Like, I'm going to hold an event at Wendy's next week. And I'm like, meeting adjourned.
First of all, like you wouldn't.
I probably already did, knowing me. Drunk, I probably did. I just like the fact that he was like, we're going to take this very seriously. We're going to have a meeting at the Cracker Barrel.
Speaking of Cracker Barrel, what is your favorite kind of like Cracker Barrel thing? Like, do you remember ever being there? You know, the meats and cheeses. And
well, for me, it's more breakfast. Like, I get the waffles.
I've never been to an actual store. I remember this. They had little stores growing up. I remember they'd have these little sausages and they were like in this sweet mesquite sauce and used to sample them because we couldn't afford to buy them. And then I liked do you remember the ball of port wine cheese?
Oh,
it's like purpley and orange and just creamy and soft, put in a cracker. Mm.
I didn't love it, but I loved, when I went to Vegas, my wardrobe lady, actually, at Cosmopolitan, was the one that turned me on. She was obsessed with Cracker Barrel, and she's like, please just take me there,
because
I
want to
go by myself.
Yeah.
She likes everything. I mean, she's been going there for so long, but we got waffles, and we got like breakfast. We got eggs, and the biscuits were so good, because I'm really a breakfast kind of person. If I don't want pasta or pizza, I'm having breakfast for dinner.
What's your favorite breakfast items?
Okay, give me a second. I need one moment. We're going to go with French toast.
Okay, because J-Lo, at her, you know, birthday tour concert that I went to, the whole catering before the show at the VIP area, all breakfast foods.
Why?
So I wonder if that's just one of her favorite things. Like,
I love
it is yours.
That. I don't know if she eats breakfast. I don't know if she eats. Like, I feel like she just eats vegetables and chicken.
She trains really hard. She has that Gunner guy working with her.
Is that who she works out with?
Yeah, that's how she used to. I don't know if she still does.
This guy at my gym looks like Gunner, the trainer. And I feel like I want to go up and ask him.
Hey, remember that urban legend when you said that your friend had brought back a small dog from Mexico?
Yeah.
And then it actually ended up being a rat. And then you looked it up and you were like, oh, it's an urban myth?
Yeah, my friend's friend brought home a dog that was a rat that
we later found out wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
I think your friend was probably onto something because something happened in New Zealand that you're not going to believe.
Well, let's go. Is it down under?
I'm going down under right now.
Okay, bye.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
So many, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, you were saying that your friend had gone to Mexico and brought home, basically it was supposed to be a small dog, but the vet somehow, to her eye, your friend who's...
Well, so let me make this story clear. It's not my personal friend. My personal friend told me a story about what was apparently her friend.
Got it.
And this was a couple of years ago she told me this story. And it was an amazing story. Right. And I literally still tell it at every dinner, breakfast, lunch, and then anyone that'll actually listen to the story.
Yeah.
I tell
and
it
it's all about a girl who goes to Mexico, finds this adorable dog and brings it home and falls in love with the dog and finds out it's actually a rat. So it's actually urban legend. I've heard the story as well. And we all were talking about it and having a good laugh. That being said, your friend actually, because this actually is just visually, there's no way you think this is a dog. There's a town in New Zealand. We've got pics of this on our website, wearechannelq.com, that has found cat-sized rodents. Actual, no way you think this is a dog.
No.
Fully looks like a rat.
No.
Invading
no.
the town.
No. Let me tell you something.
Up to 30 centimeters long.
Let me tell you how I feel about rats.
Yeah, tell me how you feel about rats.
I live in this really cute cottage in West Hollywood.
Right.
When I first moved there.
Are you playing some music?
A few months in. Is it? No, the rat is.
Oh.
The rat had music behind him and I went on the website. He's got bed music. I was in my bed sleeping. I heard this scratching in my roof. I freak out. I know it's a rat. My dogs are freaking out. I almost lit myself and my apartment on fire. And I would not have even felt bad because it was so disgusting. And the next day when I called my landlord, he pulled that fat rat out of my roof, and it was so disgusting that honestly, if there was a, if I was invaded with these little pig rats, I would die.
By the way, they're not scared of humans, so they're just it literally says they are not scared of humans,
and what does that mean?
That they don't see you as a threat, so they're like up and so if you're sleeping but you slept with like a little crumb next to your bed, they're going under your covers and into your jammies and trying to find all the good.
No, does that not give you the heebie-jeebies? Are people freaking out?
Rats are huge.
Girl.
One woman said it was about the size of her small cat. And when you look at these photos, she's not far off. I mean, these are not like a little mouse. These are very, very well-fed rats. Here's the thing. But the council's limited to powers. They basically think that this is because of the chickens that people have there. The rats or the feeding of non-specific species are located like about these rats. Basically, they're saying there's a chicken infestation, which has been a long-standing problems. So basically the rats and the chickens, I guess, are coming together.
Now, here's the thing also. I'm just reading right now that they move in a group of up to 10. So you're not dealing with one.
So do I. I'm like, hey, I'm only go out alone.
You're dealing with 10 rat. What I need an answer. What would you do? I can't even think about it. Oh my God. What would you do if you were laying in your bed and a rat came in your bed?
What's the worst thing that you ever had in your bed?
Well, I dated her for a few months.
But did you ever have a bug in your bed or a frog or a cricket or an ant? Did you ever see anything that shouldn't have been in your bed?
Never in my bed, but like in my apartment. Obviously, the rat freaked me out, honey. There was one time a cockroach flipped out.
Me too.
Flip out.
I think a roach, something about its prehistoric nature, that it's just been around and nothing can kill them.
And dirty.
Same thing with rats, though.
But rats are disgusting.
And they carry diseases. They're also very intelligent, too. So they'll outsmart you.
And I'm not very smart at 6 a.m. Like, they could definitely outsmart me while I'm asleep.
Well, I wish we could take a trip to New Zealand just to kind of capture these and see if we could bring some in studio to ask them what's up with them.
No.
Apparently, by the way, they're also running across like from one side of the street to the other just in the middle of the day. People have been swerving to try to miss the rats. But this is all happening in New Zealand. So if you plan a trip there, take a pic.
I already know what Justin, our producer, is thinking. I know he's trying to figure out where he can find rats to bring into studio for good radio. And I swear to God, Justin, if you bring in a rat in this studio, I will light you on fire. I will light Entercom on fire. And then I will light my hair on fire.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
So we're still prepping for my big birthday party happening this Saturday at Rocco's West Hollywood. We're transforming it into Club 79, making it a whole disco-themed moment. It's going to be fun, and we want you guys to come join us. So come in your disco best if you happen to be in the Southern California area to Rocco's West Hollywood, the corner of San Vicente and Santa Monica Boulevard. That's right?
I think so, yeah.
The Rainbow Crosswalk, you can't miss it. It says Rocco's, but in our mind, it'll say Club 79, the year of my birth, the big 4-0. Coming up this hour, there is a question that's been circulated on social media by Whitney Cummings. Name your sex life with a movie title, and we'll be going around the room giving those. Talk B is going to be us talking about Todrick and how he markets himself to every time he gets a new job. It kind of seems like he does a baby reveal party for himself, which I love. Mm-hmm. So the question is, how do you self-promote? And then ending out this hour, we're going to be talking about our Crime Beat special. This is when we examine stories that are hitting the news cycle about crimes that are just frankly hilarious or dumb.
Yeah, we just get to show off our opinions on the law.
Now, what are you going to be doing in preparation for Saturday? Do you have rituals? You just got your hair cut and colored. What do you get? You just get rich in your color, right? Because it looks...
Yeah, gorgeous. I was blonde for so long that I just have to get a colored glass every once in a while to go back to dark.
Yeah.
But I have a busy weekend. I'm going to be celebrating your birthday, but I'm going to...
Friday, we're having dinner, but then you have an event at 11.
Friday, we are. And then I got invited by the Veronicas to go see their show.
The Veronicas.
And Chester's hosting the event, so of course I have to be there. And then Saturday, we're celebrating...
Do we play them?
We do. He just did. That was their new song.
I don't know that. You know what's funny? Ever since the days of like VH, like the MTV TRL, I don't know what anyone looks like anymore. I like their songs.
I could probably
sing along, but like most of the people on our station, I don't like. I guess you'd have to you'd have to like Shazam it, then go follow them on social media to know who sings what these days.
We have them coming in studio actually. I believe on the 26th we'll be
later on that week.
So they'll be in studio with us. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Which, by the way, newsflash, the end of the month is actually the end of June. That's how fast the summer's going already.
Honestly, I don't know what happened. I feel like I just celebrated my own birthday in January, and now we're here with you.
It's so funny that we just played the Veronicas, and I had no idea that was them. Love them. Nice.
Think of me.
I do often.
No, thank you. Yeah. I need you
How's
to think
my
of me
cake
more.
Coming along? Michaela Gordon's been in charge of my cake. I feel like, honestly, this might just end up with like a cookie with like a candle in it. No, because actually, think about it though. On that corner, you're so lucky because there's like the straw, there's like the ice cream place, there's salt and straw, there's a whole bunch of this. Starbucks if things go really bad.
Yeah, I'm just going to get you a vanilla scone.
You just run.
Happy 40th.
You run to Pump. You ask for dessert with a candle and then without paying, you run down the street.
Do you think I wouldn't do that?
No, I'm telling you, you can.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't know. Jay must be like losing his mind in his 40th year because he was like, I want you to do a few things. And I was like, yeah,
well, because you volunteered to plan it. And I was like, well, it seems she has a lot on her plate. She's just got a lot of jobs right now. Why don't we just get someone else to plan it? And then she'll just pop in with a couple little things.
Yeah, but the things that I pop in with are like the most random, like it could end up being a dog treat. And I'm like, look how good this is. I had it made. And you're like, you didn't have it made. You're a liar. And I got that for Rico last week.
The sticker's on the bottom.
I'm like such a liar in that way too. I'm like, oh my God, I usually forget things. And then at the last minute.
Let me give you a good lie. Okay. Do you want a really, really good one? Okay. Okay, this is what you do. You order from a beautiful restaurant like a Bossa Nova. You plate it.
No, I did.
You keep some of the stuff in the actual containers it comes in, put that in pots so it looks like you cooked it. You add a little oil and water, cook that little bit so it looks like you cooked it, leave the dirty pots on the stove, and then just heat the meal actually, and it looks like you made the dinner.
No. You know I did that. I 1,000% did that. 10 years ago, I did breakfast. I was dating somebody. I ran to Ralph's. I got the breakfast buffet. I put it all together. I came back. I messed up the pots and pans and brought food in bed.
I knew we were meant to be.
We were so mad. God, we are domestic. I am telling you this.
We're basically Martha Stewart. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for some news on the beat. So, Michaela Gordon, what are people talking about?
News on the beat with the Stewarts. All right. A Missouri man has been arrested after threatening to kill every gay person I can at Pride Fest in St. Louis, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, which cited court documents. Edward Terry of Overland, Missouri, was charged on Tuesday with making a terrorist threat after he sent an email saying he would come to Pride Fest with my guns to kill every gay person I can before I kill myself to one of the Pride STL's parade planners. I mean, not to be like dark, but why would you kill yourself? Like, I never understand that. You do all that and then what, you don't want to rot in prison? Just live your life and then be happy about what you did. The manager of Pride contacted the FBI and authorities tracked the email back to Terry through his cell phone. According to the Post-Dispatch, Terry told police he created the account using the name of a woman he once lived with, the paper reported. Terry's bail has been set at $20,000 and is cash only, according to the Post-Dispatch. That's not enough. St. Louis Pride Fest is scheduled for June 29th and 30th. That's so weird to me. Out of $20,000, you could easily wrangle that up. I mean, if you went to like a bond shop, you could get it really easy. You got to get $2,000, right? Only in cash?
It's just, yeah, well, that's, I guess.
And it's just so wimpy to kill yourself. It's just so annoying.
It's like those people, those martyrs. They think they're a martyr for their cause by killing themselves at the end. Yeah. They won't be remembered.
This is why we don't have straight pride, people. This is another reason we don't need a straight pride. Okay, moving on. It was canceled by ABC in late 2011 after 9 seasons. But now HGTV has announced that it's revamping reality show Extreme Makeover Home Edition and has chosen actor Jesse Tyler Ferguson to host it. The 43-year-old actor is best known for playing Mitchell Pritchett on the popular ABC sitcom. I was so inspired by the original series and now I can't wait to help families as the new host of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, said Ferguson Wednesday. HGTV has commissioned 10 episodes of the show in which a home is renovated within a week. The original series ran from 2013 to 2012 and was hosted by carpenter and home improvement expert Ty Pennington. Moving on, our listeners in Sacramento on 94.7 HG2 can look to the sky with pride as a rainbow flag will fly in front of the California State Capitol until the end of the month as part of the Pride's celebration of LGBTQ Pride Month. It's the first time in state history the Pride flag has flown in front of the Capitol. Now, the flag was raised this week for the first time by staff from the California Department of General Services, and it'll hang through July 1st. So that's so exciting. You guys, we're all ready to have such a good time this Pride. Now, we talk about Robin all the time, but if you want to get a chance to see Robin yourself at the Forum here in LA, head on over to wearechannelq.com for your chance to win tickets to celebrate your favorite girl. I mean, I can't get enough of Robin. All right, now coming up, we have a lot of stories for you, but I want to talk about our sex life and what we would name it if needed to have a name. I'll give you a hint. Pretty in Pink.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
So, okay, Whitney Cummings, who's a... Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
Nice little silent bed. It's like the Ife days. Well, what's up, girl? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little talk about Whitney Cummings in social media. She's a comic, probably best known on camera for not really her most recent acting work, but if you were a fan of the Chelsea Handler, Chelsea Lately show, she was a frequent round table, person who chime in on that stuff. And she put a little thing on her social. Describe your sex life by a movie title.
Yes, I love this game.
Yeah, and celebrities were all over it. You give us yours, Pretty in Pink. Great, that's a great title.
How great is Pretty in Pink? I would also like to say on some days it could be Star Wars, where we're just both the star and we are just trying to outdo one another.
Got it.
We're killing it.
Nice. I mean, other people use things like Fast and Furious. That's a good one.
What's yours?
I don't think I have a good one. I think I have really funny ones that just don't pertain to me.
Okay, tell me some funny ones.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. That's a funny one.
Work. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Justin, do you have one?
I do. I could go the funny route and say like Deep Impact or something, but
right.
If I have to be fully honest, Gone in 60 Seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin!
That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right.
Think you're not
I'm
alone on that.
My head in shame.
Justin, you should hang your head in shame. Lauren deserves better than that.
She does. She really, really
Lauren
does.
Lauren deserves a little bit more. All right, well, we'll work on it. Jeffrey, do you have a movie title for your own sex life?
Yeah, I think I would just go with like 50 Shades of Grey because...
Oh, you're into the S&M thing.
Yeah, kind of, but it's also like a whole bunch of like failed hookups.
Oh, 50 Shades of Bleh.
I feel like you could actually learn a lot about somebody's movie title about their sex life.
When I'm going through the list of the celebrities, something kind of surprising, like Cedric the Entertainer. Wouldn't you think that'd be salacious?
Yeah, what's his?
Love Actually.
Aww. Oh, that's boring. No.
Right.
Cedric?
It's not what I was expecting. Lisa Rinna?
Yeah.
Fight Club.
I feel like Lisa Rinna's a tiger.
Do you know what her mom said?
What?
And what her daughter said after, she was like, ew, mom.
Yeah. Yes.
Rumor Willis, striptease.
Work.
Because that's what her mom was in.
I love that. That's a good one.
Yeah. Let's see. Some of these people. Melissa Joan Hart, Drive Me Crazy, movie she started.
Yeah. I don't actually want to imagine Melissa Joan Hart
having
sex.
Josie Toda, like our friend Josie, who recently transitioned last year, and we were like celebrating her transition. Hers is Home Alone.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh,
she doesn't need to be having sex.
She just turned 18, 19.
Yeah, just stay in your room and don't do anything.
Jamie Lynn Singler. Labyrinth.
I don't understand. Oh, yeah, okay.
It's just amazing.
Okay, great.
Aisha Tyler, How to Be Single.
Good, very okay. Good.
James Marsden, So Hot. Free Solo.
Oh, okay.
Question mark.
Okay. I feel like another one that I saw that was really good, Scream.
Okay, that is good.
Yes, Scream. I feel like we should open this to our listeners. Like, I want to know, now I'm interested to know what people really think of their own sex life.
Sure.
And their personalities. If you have a movie title
that
best
think,
describes
yeah.
your sex life, I want you to DM us at We Are Channel Q.
By the way, I just went through Channel Q's DMs.
How's it going?
No one checks them.
Well, I'll check
Put it under a picture and just do a hashtag or something, yeah.
Well, I think that's so funny. Yeah, I think it's good. Me and and Lisa have a lot. I'll tell you though, I'll never forget the day that I saw blue is the warmest color.
Yeah,
that changed my life. That could be the title
you
of my.
You referenced that. I never saw it. So before I see, what's give me the overview because it's a lesbian, iconic lesbian movie. Is that what it is?
I mean, it's iconic to me.
Yeah, what is it?
You guys just have to watch it.
Okay.
It's not. I mean, honestly, it's the saddest. It's a 3-hour movie. Like, you're going to need some time.
Got it.
And it is the saddest. Oh,
it made such an impact on you because you've brought it up a lot. So I should see it.
Because I still think about it. The couple were so in love and they were so. Okay. Oh, Jeffrey's trying to tell us that someone said 50 first dates on Instagram. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. So blue, it was the warmest color. They're in love. They're young. They're.
Feeling
incredible.
Blue?
No.
What's the blue reference? Is it about water or just like...
No, it's not. You just have to see the movie because it's also, they're French and it's like, really, it's not an American movie.
Oh, it's subtitled.
Some of it is, some of it's English.
Got it.
And so anyway, she cheats on her love of her life. And the love of her life will never take her back. And like 10 years later, we watch them and like the woman is still just like dying, crying. It's the saddest lesbian movie ever. I'm going to start crying.
Is there sex in it?
Oh my God.
Oh, got it. Okay, yeah.
Oh,
I was just curious.
Oh my God, is there sex in it?
Yeah.
I'm sweating thinking about those sex scenes, actually.
Aww.
Because let me tell you something, honey. In France, they aren't doing it like the Americans. They are actually doing it. They are full on having fornication.
I mean, we have 50 Shades of Grey. We've gone in 60 seconds.
Nothing.
Listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to work on that. Justin, in a couple weeks, will ask this question again, and his new answer will be 9.5 weeks.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
And we're back on the air. I hate life. Let me tell you something. I'm not planning a birthday party ever again for myself. This is a big old mess. But I want you there to experience the messy because it would not be a Jay Rodriguez birthday event if there wasn't some element of chaos that turns into what? A beautiful disaster.
Go on.
As Kelly Clarkson once said. Guys, it is just a little bit past the 8 o'clock hour here on the West Coast, just past the 11 o'clock hour where you guys are on the East Coast and on the East Coast. Two new people are going to be gracing the Broadway stages.
I can't even stand this. I have so many stories.
Yeah, the announcement came in that Todrick Hall, who we know from here from the show, from his viral videos and all the wonderful things he's done, is going to be stepping into the role of Augie in Waitress. But he's going to be joined by Colleen Ballinger, a.k.a. Miranda Sings. You've seen her, you know her. If I showed you a picture, you'd be like, oh, I've seen that on my social media before. Here's the thing. She and he went a step above and beyond because they're YouTube influencers. They created, produced, shot, wrote an original song for, and performed it, a commercial.
Yes.
For their joining the company of Waitress. This is how, we have a little audio, they're choosing to self-promote them going into a Broadway show, and then we'll talk.
I've always longed to taste the Broadway stage. For the moment the spotlight would catch me, I put my dreams in the oven and baked me into a star. Time to show them the best of me and sing from the heart.
Slice of Colleen and Todrick on the Great White Way Pie, please. Let's do this.
Opening up, letting the day over a cup. We'll say Colleen
debut.
Todrick
back again.
Look at New York.
So that was how they self-promoted them going into an existing Broadway show.
Well, here's what makes me actually very emotional. It's very sentimental. They've been friends for almost as long as Todrick and I have been friends for. Before she even became Miranda Sings, before she ever got her Netflix show.
I remember
show.
When it was just like Miranda Sings videos were like a little thing on YouTube we'd pass around.
It was nothing.
Nothing.
She was doing nothing.
With like on the camera on her computer.
Yeah. And so what's so amazing is Todrick's going back to Broadway. Colleen, I want like our listeners to think about this. Think about being best friends or friends with somebody or working with somebody for over 10 years.
Yeah, maybe in high school.
Maybe 12 years. Your whole dreams haven't come about. And now you've worked so hard in your career that you are debuting for entertainers on Broadway together. Whatever your career is, you're moving up to one of the biggest platforms you could together with your dear friends.
It's so unlikely to get cast opposite at the same time someone you actually have that much history with.
It is, but it's so amazing. The way that they work together is beautiful. The chemistry is going to be fire. And it's so cute because Colleen just recently had a baby.
She did.
And Todrick's been living with Colleen while he's here because he travels a lot. And so he's been hanging with the baby. And really, when he came in and gave us the exclusive that he's ready for kids, a lot of it is due to Colleen's baby. So it's just going to be magic watching them on television on Broadway. I'm going immediately to New York to see this. You don't want to miss it. It's huge.
I feel really, really guilty that you and I, as singer performers, did nothing for the launch of this radio station like this. Maybe on the 1 year, we make our own commercial.
Yeah, Channel for the 1 year we can. I don't feel guilty at all, honey. I didn't know what we were getting into.
That's
here.
What I'm saying, though. They don't know what they're getting. Actually, that's not true. They're going into Moving Train. Like, I want Todrick to originate a role so he can get a Tony. This is nothing. He's just getting a little write-up in the New York Times, but it's great. But everyone knows he's exceptionally talented, but I want for him, like, an original show that he creates the role so he can win all the awards and get his own TV series. That, like, being like Mama Hen.
Yeah.
But I will say, I get so inspired when people find creative ways to self-promote what their business is. One of the biggest failures in my career has been promotion. A lot of things I've done since Queer Eye, people don't know about because I just thought it being on TV was enough and putting it on my Facebook or Instagram or whatever was happening at the time. But you forget, not everyone sees everything and not every post you see do your friends. I've had family like months after the fact be like, I didn't know you were on Grey's Anatomy. I was like, yeah, put it on Facebook. That's not a good way to promote what you're doing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm so proud of whatever is within him that says, I'm going to go not even just the extra mile, just above and beyond a fully produced video. He did the same thing for Kinky Boots.
Yeah. And it just goes to show you also, we're not in the same era. You can now be a YouTube star and expand that to stage, expand that to your own Netflix show.
You could be a millionaire and be a YouTube star.
To your own album. You can win awards. I don't want to live in a world anymore where it is so limited, and it's not. So here's some cute advice too. If people are telling you can't do A, B, and C, you can do all things at the same time. There are no longer any limits. You just have to make it happen for yourself.
Yeah, I feel like the only unmarked territory seems to be network TV and film. It's still owned by old white Hollywood. Sorry, guys, but I love that there are people who are redefining that, and that the more Todricks, the more Colleens we have, that's going to shift.
Absolutely.
It has to, because you cannot deny their star power. You can't say that they're not a star. They are.
That's what I'm saying. And if you don't think they are, too bad, because they've got 3 million followers who think differently.
Who are paying their bills, keeping them lights on.
Okay, so listen, network TV, honey. They ain't worried about you anymore because their fans are coming hard.
I'm going to need you to start memorizing the Waitress soundtrack.
Sugar.
Can we go in and replace them? That's the first thought I had. I was like, Michaela, if we don't find a way to work out of New York ever, that'd be a great vehicle.
It would be the best.
What else? Okay, if we can't do this show, what Broadway show could we do together and star opposite? So we have the same hours.
We could do...
What's running there? I don't even know.
I don't know, because prom is closing. I'm so sad.
That would have been the one. You go in for the last 3 weeks. You could put some girl on house arrest.
Yeah. Yeah, I just go on stage. I don't even put anybody on.
No!
I just go on stage.
You sing Honey to the top of your lungs at that prom.
Not Honey!
Your song, available on iTunes and all streaming platforms. You go buy Michaela Gordon's song. It'll fit right in. The kids will dance to it, and you'll sing Honey, and you'll come up through the ground with smoke and LED lights and all the whole thing.
However, you know what you need with pie?
What?
A little honey.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
All right, so crimes committed or just silly tomfoolery? You tell me. I'm going to read you off a headline that's making news, and you tell me if this is something that is... Well, they're all crimes, but they're basically crimes that are ridiculous. So a man was jailed after using a banana to hold up a bank.
First of all, the people at the bank should have to be jailed for the fact that you fell for the fact that it was a banana and not a gun.
Yeah, but just last month, another man held up two banks in Israel with an avocado that he claimed was a live grenade. But instead, he made guac.
Oh, my God.
Well, he didn't make guac.
honestly, I would like to be friends with these people. The fact, give him a round of applause. An avocado as a grenade?
Girl.
Bitch, where's he at? Bring him on the show. Let's interview him.
A trend on March 25th, Lawrence Vanderhel held up a branch of Barclays Bank in Dorset, England, wrapping fruit in an orange plastic bag and pretending it was a gun.
Okay, now we're sending him to jail for sure because putting fruit in an orange bag, mm-hmm. What was he going to do, beat him to death? Oh my God, you guys ever see that movie with, oh my God, what's her name? Vivica Fox, is it? No. And she, oh, come on, is it Waiting to Exhale? No, it's, there's a movie where she's a psychopath, mm-hmm. and she takes an orange, puts it in her nylon, and starts beating herself, and then puts herself in the hospital and says that her man did it to her. Oh, it's not a Lifetime movie. Sounds like one, but it's something crazy. Now I can't think of the stupid name. I'll think about it.
Well, in 2018, a man used a bottle of Febreze to hold up a branch of NatWest Bank in England. He told the cashier that the bottle was filled with acid. The guy's name is Simone Jones. He made off with about 370 pounds, $460 US, and a decoy bundle of cash. Sadly, the bank put a tracking device in that bundle of cash.
What was he going to do? Spray them to death? Acid? Just close your eyes. What was she afraid of?
I don't know, but I got to tell you, when I was doing Queer Eye around, 2005, I witnessed a robbery at a local GNC. And then the cops came, we had to talk about it. And then they're like, what did the gun look like? And I'm like, oh, well, he had it in his shirt. And like, did you see a weapon? I was like, no.
He had his finger in his shirt.
It could have been, or it could have been a weapon.
I'm still on this avocado as a grenade, honey. That is just some talent. That is some creativity. I'd like to write a show with that man because I've had writer's block for a while. I'm impressed.
All right, moving on to other crazy headlines. The New York Post is reporting about an Uber Eats delivery man who was allegedly caught masturbating inside his car by the New Jersey woman that he just delivered an order to. This is, authorities are saying that this happened on Wednesday. Now, this guy's name is Vinicius Porto. He is handed a bag of Grubhub to the 23-year-old customer around 4:45 in the evening. And this was on June 13th when the hungry client noticed the bag was unstapled. So the woman rushed over to the Porto's Food Explorer to question him. Like, she knocked on his Ford Explorer to be like, hey, what happened? And she saw him touching himself in the front seat. Grossed out, but quick thinking, the woman whipped out her cell phone and shot an incriminating video of Porto before he sped off.
Well, it's a whole new meaning to food porn.
I guess.
That's interesting. He just got excited. People get excited when they're hungry, and then he had to take care of it in his car. Has anybody ever masturbated in their car? Yeah. Is that a thing or is that not a thing?
That's not a thing.
I can tell a story about it.
Go ahead, yeah.
Go ahead, tell us.
Be mindful of the story, though. We're on the air.
I just don't know if that, because people do very weird sexual things, and not to take away from this criminal, like, that's incriminating.
Not to take away from the criminal.
Not to get out of his story. Okay, go ahead, Jeffrey.
I think I've only told Natalie this. So when I first got my brand new car, I was like super excited. I was like, I'm gonna fall asleep in it tonight. That same night, I was like, you know what? It's my car. Why not? So, masturbated inside my car that night.
That's an interesting story, Jeffrey. Thank you for sharing that to the world.
I think a lot of people, I think it's probably easier for, and maybe just maybe a little more whatever for men I find them probably masturbating wherever they can. It's like they can pee kind of wherever. They don't need a...
Yeah, well, I ask that because I know a few guys that have told me, like, they've been driving, doing long trip, road trips, and they just,
oh,
like,
God, that's
whip
unsafe,
it out.
Yeah,
like,
I've heard this too.
No,
yeah.
But that's, and it's not, it was not weird to them because I was like, that's weird. You're just driving and then, it's not though. So I just thought it was like more common in the world. I guess it's not. I guess it's not a thing. All right. Well, glad he went to jail. Could you imagine a Postmates? That's who you see delivering.
Wait, did he even
food?
Go to jail, though? I don't know if he did.
Well, I think, would you have to go to jail for that?
Decent exposure. I guess you could get some kind of, I don't know. I mean, listen, I think the funny thing is that, like, you know, they basically gave him a summons for lewdness.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know what you get, what the crime is, but if you get a summons, you have to appear, right? So, Your Honor, those tacos were just calling my name, and she took them from me when I delivered them to her, so I masturbated over the tacos. Take that however you will.
And there you go, Postmates.
it does make you think differently. Have you ever had an attractive delivery person?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
I never have either.
No.
Not in LA.
Honestly, though, I'm so hungry by the time they show up. It could literally be the hottest human being. I'm like, give me the food.
So with you. It's usually, mine are usually old ladies.
Yeah, it could be God himself. I'd be like, I'm just really hungry if you could hand that to me. All right, you guys, well, coming up in our next hour, we're still celebrating Poppy Rodriguez's birthday. We're very excited. But then Olivia Munn did something very unexpected, and we could not be happier about it. And then we'll be joined by YouTube star Jesse Page at the end of our final hour. So stick around. We're the new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
All right. Wherever you are, I want you to stop what you're doing and think about what you might have looked like at Studio 54. Now, freeze that look in your memory. That's what I want you to look like on Saturday night as we celebrate my 40th birthday at Rocco's West Hollywood that we are transforming into Club 79. It's going to be disco-themed, living our sexiest Studio 54 fantasy for my 40th birthday. Michaela Gordon's going to be dressed in gold, a gold goddess.
Gold member.
Sparkly sensation. So that'll be really, really fun. I'm really excited about it just to kind of see everyone's creative vision. I've been having a hard time. I found little pieces, but nothing worked. Here's the thing. Here's my issue. And I think you probably have this issue. You've had this issue in your life as well. I wanted vintage. The problem is vintage doesn't come in your size. It is what it is. It's, you came like, can I get this in a small?
They're
like,
yeah, right.
It's one of a kind, dude. So I got like a bunch of pieces. I got platform shoes I like. I got like the shirt and like vest thing I love. I got another vest tassel-y thing. And I got short silver shorts, but they're too short. It's kind of one of those things where nothing goes together. And I'm trying, unless I just like bring it all over on Saturday and we play dress up for a while until we get it right.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little like missy matchy thing. I think also, speaking of gender androgyny and like fabulosity, that kind of moment, I may just do like a glitter eye with a big lash. And that'll be my little nod to whatever. I am wearing a wig, but it's going to be styled very masculine-ish.
Yeah, that's good. I think it's great. I think you should have whatever you want for your birthday because that's your day.
Yeah. I'm going to put insoles in my shoes because I want to dance.
Yeah, good.
Because these are brand new. I walked in and I was like, oh, this is like, they made these with bricks and like plastic.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to be there. I'll be dancing. I'll be singing. I'm moving around.
I saw it's a gold number, right?
I have a gold dress.
With a slit.
Obviously.
Got it.
And it's a very low cut. Listen, it's perfect. Everything you think that I would be in the 70s. That's who it is. You know, very I went to curly hair.
I found these really cute shorts. They're like 70s blue denim. And they were definitely 70s, like high-waisted, whatever. And they were a little like, they looked like culottes a little bit because they were a little too flowy. I went and got them tailored. Michaela, I was personally attacked. I go in there. I go to the fitting. The guy's like, oh, just go in there and just not, you know, put them on and then just wave down a tailor. This is at the cleaners. So I put them on, whatever. And I'm like, hey, buddy, I just want these tailors. He looks up from his sewing and he looks up, he's like, what do you want me to do to them? And I was like, get over here. They are baggy. They're gay baggy, straight comfortable. I need them 70s fitted. So he tailored them. They're going to be done Friday night, so if that's cute, then maybe I'll do the shorts. I think I'm bogged down with the idea of sexy or like in a movie 70s. I don't know
which
one I'm going to be.
I think that maybe open shirt. Yeah, do an open shirt. That'll be nice. Button down, maybe.
It's going to be warm. All right, let's move on over to news on the beat and find out what people are talking about, Michaela Gordon.
All right, guys. Well, our listeners in New York, a 92.3 HD3 might notice a famous intersection has changed. Now, in honor of Pride Month, the street sign at the historic intersection of Gay and Christopher Street in New York City's Greenwich Village has been changed to Acceptance Street as part of an art installation to reflect the evolving identities of LGBTQ people. The sign, which is now multiple signs and was changed, championed by the New York City Commission on Human Rights and underwritten by MasterCard, reads from top to bottom, gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans, queer, intersex, asexual, non-binary, pansexual, two-spirit, and the plus symbol. Now, since World Pride is coming up in New York City later this month, organizers are considering how to make the installation a permanent symbol. Moving on, a Missouri man has been arrested after threatening to kill every gay person I can at Pride Fest in St. Louis, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, which cited court documents. Now, Edward Terry of Overland, Missouri, was charged on Tuesday with making a terrorist threat after he sent an email saying he would come to Pride Fest with my guns to kill every gay person I can before I kill myself to one of Pride STL's parade planners. The manager of Pride contacted the FBI, and authorities tracked the email back to Terry through his cell phone, according to the Post-Dispatch. Terry told police he created the account using the name of a woman he once lived with, the paper retorted. Terry's bail has been set at $20,000 and is cash only, according to the Post-Dispatch. St. Louis Pride Fest is scheduled for June 29th and 30th. And also, we want to remind you guys that because of Pride, we are just making sure that you have the chance to celebrate with whomever you want, wherever you want, but particularly with my girl, Robin. She's one of my very favorite artists. We talk about her. We play her all the time on Channel Q. You have the chance to see her live at the Forum in Los Angeles. All you need to do is head on over to wearechannelq.com for your chance to win tickets. Also, while you're there, don't forget we're a podcast. So if we say anything that you may have missed or if there's a part of the show that you didn't get to hear, just download the podcast. Not a big deal at all. Now, coming up in this hour, I'm so excited. I went to this amazing Pride event last night, thanks to Milk Makeup and Milk Studios, and I saw this gorgeous YouTube personality and forgot that she was coming on the show today. And I'm so happy because Jessie Page will be joining us to talk about her new palette that she made with Tarte. She's coming up later on in the hour, but first, WAG services for your dog. I love it, but a dog went missing. How'd that go down? Stick around with a new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Playing my second to last day in my 30s. Oh, the countdown is on, guys. It is so real. As a matter of fact,
go
ahead, yeah.
No. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. No. I want to know, now that this is seriously like your last day in your 30s, what's the best thing you learned in your 30s that you'll now take into your 40s?
Don't do things you don't want to do because of other people's opinions. If you don't want to go to a certain restaurant because you really like nothing on the menu, don't go. Or tell them, like, I don't, like, I was such a yes person in my 20s and 30s to my detriment. And like, you go eat something that makes you sick. Or like, you go do something and you're like, I don't like this. Like, spend your time with those you love and really be present doing the things you enjoy. Even if that just means there's two people, as opposed to in my 20s and 30s, I try to run with a popular pack and it was like 10 people.
I'm going to tell you, I think that's honestly the best advice. I would rather have an intimate, small group than all of these people.
Doing the things you actually like. With people you actually know and like.
And having genuine conversation, genuine laughs, a genuine memory. I totally agree. That's such good advice. Okay, now what are you going to take into your 40s that you're kind of nervous about? Is there like anything?
Yeah, I think that's fine for me personally, but I think it's owning it publicly, meaning like, hey, we want you to, I don't really want to do that. Oh, but it'll be fun. I think it sounds fun for you. I'm good. I'm gonna, like, actually making that action and making it okay for other people. Like, don't be peer pressured into doing things that you don't want to do. I think I used to say it and whatever, but to myself, and I would do it low key, and then I'd be like, oh, I got something else. I would lie about it. I think the transparency of owning what I want to do in my life, I'm gonna be a little more transparent about.
Love it.
Like, for instance, right now I'm ordering a wag walker so I can go get toupee clips so Adam can cut my wig while it's anchored to my head. So I'm going to have my best friend Adam cut my wig for my 70s party at Rocco's West Hollywood Saturday night. We want all of you to come. Head on over to my official J.A.I. Rodriguez Instagram and you can see the invitation. It's for you as well. It's free to get in. Just come and party. Maybe get me a drink. No big deal. All right. So now listen, I use wag all the time. It's a kind of like Uber. You order it on your on the app, and it's a dog walking service. They can feed your dog, walk your dog, check in on your cat, whatever you need them to do in that space, they do. And it's like a half hour or an hour, depending on how much you want to spend. They also do boarding, all that stuff. Well, a dog went missing. It was a Shih Tzu Yorkie mix stolen from a New York home of Sophie and Max Tropper on Thursday. Now, the couple used the dog walking app WAG, and they believe that that person was responsible for nabbing their pet pooch, and that someone they had hired through the app had done it. And they contacted actress Olivia Munn, who, by the way, is the spokesperson, investor, and creative strategist for WAG. The ex-star liaised the couple in order to help locate Benny, who was found by the NYPD on Friday. Now, the dog walker and WAG user, Christian Madriga, 22, has now been charged with theft. Are you surprised by this?
First of all, what kind of person... This is so dumb to me. What kind of person would steal a dog when the company has all of your information?
I think they came back because they use a lockbox. So you, for instance, you have a code. Let's say your code is like 2211. they now know how to get in your house when you're not home.
Oh my God.
And they figure out your hours. And so then they come in, they see you leave, and they go in, and your neighbors are not going to say anything because they've seen that walker before. They open the key, get the dog out. The dog's like, hey, girl, we going on a walk? Walks out. You never see that Shih Tzu again?
That's right. I have a keypad on my door.
That's right. And all you're thinking to yourself is, Sheet. You know?
Sue. Oh, Sheet Sue.
I actually, by the way, I used to love that. And I used to say it, pronounce it very differently when I was younger. But I love these cute little New York City dogs. And they're very easy to steal. Dog parks, you have to be careful.
Yeah. I'm just so thankful that Olivia Munn is true to her word, that she's easily accessible, and she went out of her way.
Company's blown up. It blew up faster than they could keep up with. We know that at Channel Q.
Absolutely.
The demand for Channel Q was faster than what we could keep up with when we first launched. And we were so inundated with people wanting to either have sponsorship or launch in a new city. And it just, same thing happened with Wax. So they're having a lot of problems. They now have when you call them, you can't call them. It sends you to email. You click on call, it says email us.
Wow.
They're that busy.
I mean, you know, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yes.
But I will say that I'm thankful that no matter how busy they are, because I use Wags a lot, and I was just telling Lisa this, and any pet owner will agree, your pet is like your baby.
Yeah.
Like, you love and adore, you spend all your time with. If anybody came into my home and tried to steal my dog,
I can't imagine.
I would go on KTLV, KTNV. I'd go on CNN.
KTNV?
Don't go there.
Oh, it's Las Vegas? LV?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's just made up.
I made it up.
KTLA, do you mean?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. Your tone is aggressive.
I will say this, though. Doesn't the idea of someone being in your home, I try not to think about it, but I try to leave like my living room or my dining room where the dog is in the kitchen kind of always clean. I don't like the idea of like someone walking in. Like one time I came in, they were using the bathroom and I was like, hi.
Really?
He's like, oh, sorry, I just need to do your bathroom. And I was like,
Yeah, see, when Lisa and I moved to LA, we made sure to get a front yard so that we could, and thankfully,
yeah,
so that we could just put the boys out when we need to. Because when we lived in Vegas, we had a loft. And so if we were gone, yeah, we had to call Wags to walk the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. I mean, that's your personal space. You don't know what's going on. They just go into your home.
Yeah.
I'm very big about energy. Like, I don't want anybody really in my house to begin with.
Would you ever get, and I don't think I've ever asked you about this, would you ever get a home camera, like a Nest for inside your home? Not necessarily like a door camera, like the security system, not a security cam. I mean, inside your actual house, like the baby cam where you put it in a teddy bear kind of camera.
Yeah, I had one. I broke it. On accident.
I would love one of those. You know, like they call it a nanny cam, where it looks like a teddy bear and you put a thing in there and you could watch it at all times.
Yeah. I would love it. I think that it's... You know, Lisa and I have been together for 4 years, so there's like no privacy between us. So it wouldn't be weird seeing her at home, just like hanging out with the dogs. It's probably what she'd be doing on her by herself.
What would you do if all of a
sudden
there was a new lady friend over there who was just she were having tea with her?
I'd be like, thank God I don't have to today. Just kidding.
You're
such
a wife.
Just kidding.
Gosh.
I told you, we're pretty in pink.
All right. Well, coming up, we have a sports team, two high school football players who got expelled for doing something that is really kind of very rude and very anti our community. But we have those details when we come back from the break.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
It's like pretty for someone my age. Hey guys, welcome back to the Morning Beat. There is a lot of chat right now about, about these two high school football players who are in some hot water for something they did. They got expelled from their school, thankfully, for burning a pride flag. Now, that is, this is, by the way, our little segment called Sports Beat. Now, The Advocate is reporting that two high school players who burned the pride flag, they got suspended from a Salt Lake City football team for posting a Snapchat video burning this LGBTQ pride flag. It's so funny, like, literally, that this would be shocking to some folks, but the person actually, someone else, screamed in the back of it, "All gays die."
Wow.
And the people are surprised. Well, there's no place for that in our program at all, and it won't be tolerated, said Matt Richard, who's the head coach of the Kearns High School football team. Do acts like this kind of surprise you from high school kids?
Oh, does it surprise me? In some ways, yeah. In some ways, no. I think
because we always think kids are so open-minded, yeah.
But I think that kids, particularly that are in different cities and different parts of the country, definitely don't know how to act.
Conservative families.
I Somebody posted this photo. My dear friend Gregory posted this quote today, and he said, not quote, but this was a post. He said, gay pride has zero to do with whom I sleep with and everything to do with the fact that I survived you and your friends in high school and am now tough enough to walk down the street in my own skin. Mm. And there's a lot of truth in that because high school is rough and you're already trying to find yourself.
And it's already rough for like kids who aren't LGBTQ.
Right, right.
LGBTQ. That's right.
I stand by that. Kids that don't want to kiki. And I think a lot of the things are just learned by their parents, and so they take that into school. I think that also kids don't like themselves, and so they find people that are vulnerable that they can attack to make themselves feel better.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it'll ever stop the bullying for LGBTQ. It's hard because sometimes we get to report on stories where the homecoming queen is a trans girl or a lesbian.
And you're like, yay!
And you're like, this is awesome!
And then you hear stories of this. Again, this happened in Salt Lake City, which is, Salt Lake has got a huge Mormon population. This might be coming from out of someone who's super hyper conservative. But you know, when you say things like all gays die, I mean, that's rough. That's really rough.
Well, it just makes me mad because, you know, you're all about God and not judging. And
it's also, you did it on Snapchat video. So like, you're kind of like a wuss for not putting it on something where people can actually see. See, you put it on something where it disappears.
Well, yeah.
So you half committed to this act.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good point to make. Who does Snapchat anymore? That's more offensive.
By the way, the kids.
Okay.
We're old for using Instagram. What's your Facebook like?
Empty.
I never do my Facebook, but with the Snapchat, I guess you're right. They do it. I don't know. I think social media also plays a big part in people trying to be woke brave.
People hide behind computers often.
1,000%.
That's another form of it, is the apps that, yeah.
Well, I just feel bad. And I honestly can't say it enough to anybody. If there's any parents listening, if your kids are gay, if they're struggling with getting bullying, please let them listen to this show because we're always sending so much love and trying to talk to you guys.
Well, let me spin this sports beat segment to some good news. The report coming out now that the women's national soccer team brings in just as much money as the men's do. Now, the U.S. women's national team is now reportedly bringing more revenue than their counterparts, but still, they earn less.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
So they bring in just as money, much more money, with revenue, sponsorship, ticket sales, merch, just as much as the guys, still being paid less.
Yeah, you know, I've been trying. I know we have all been trying to get like Abby Wambach in or somebody from the girls' soccer team to come in. And, you know, these women are athletes. I mean, they're tough. They're really strong. And I played soccer for a really long time. I didn't play any less than any guy did. And so the fact that they don't get equal pay is ridiculous.
I thought it used to be because, people are not watching you guys as much, but that's not true.
Yeah, but we didn't learn that from, what was the tennis movie with, she was a famous tennis star and she was a lesbian. Who is it?
Yeah, Battle of the Sexes. Steve Carell.
If we didn't learn that women are bringing in the same crowd as men by now, they are bringing in the same crowd and they deserve the same amount of money.
Yeah, and so I don't know if it's just an archaic system, but yeah, the players themselves are not making the same amount of money as their male counterparts. No. Kind of sad. But I will say, congratulations, ladies, for at least knowing and having the knowledge and having it be understood and recognized that you are bringing in the same amount of revenue. And for now, I hope that the fight continues and people get a little up in arms about this and demand that the ladies get equal pay. Do you remember when Grace and Frankie first launched?
Yeah.
Well, back in the day.
No, what year was that?
I don't know. It was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
So Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda lead the show. The show is called Grace and Frankie. Sam Waterston and Martin Sheen made more than the women.
No way, really?
Yes, it was the big scandal.
You know what's funny? It's as a woman, I don't even know why I continue being surprised because I have been in jobs where my male counterparts make more, be it band, be it music, be it hosting, be it television. I used to host this show for American Idol and he made way more money than I did and we were literally doing the same job. So it's I hope that, you know, with all of these women's rights, particularly surrounding our body right now, we sort of get to be.
What do women do? I mean, do you think they demand, like, for instance, Kat Delia was her name from the E?
Yeah, girl, but she's not working now.
Right. Because she said, I will not work for less than my counterpart and do the same amount of work, so I'm leaving.
And then what happened was she was trying to make a stand and is literally not working now. So it's like, do you take a stand? That's always the predicament. Do you take a stand and risk the chance of never working and not making any money, or just taking the money that you're offered and sort of dealing with it? It's a fight that people are always...
I don't know. I mean, that's definitely a moment where I understand my privilege as a man, that that's not something I'm going to face. I face privilege of experience. Like if I work, you know, opposite another man and he has more credits or more followers than I do, they may pay him more. But the idea that my gender would keep me from making the same as my counterpart, that's rough.
Yeah. Yeah.
And women have been dealing with it since the beginning of time.
But still expected to do the same job.
If not better.
And ask more questions. Well, congratulations to women for still continuing to fight the good fight. I hope that at some point we can report that everyone is on an equal playing field, whether it be soccer, sports, or entertainment, anywhere, the grocery store. And we hope wish you the best luck. Now, speaking of women and in business, we will be joined by Jessie Page coming up. Mm-hmm. She is a YouTube personality, and she's talking about this amazing new rainbow palette that will be sold at Sephora, and we get the first look. So stick around with a new Channel Q on your radio and radio.com.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Let me tell you something. This guest is multifaceted. She is one of the people that I've been following for a while. Jessie Page is a YouTube personality, actress, author, advocate, and now has this fantastic rainbow palette called Let It Rain Bow. Tarte Pride palette. It was available at Sephora and Tarte.com. I already have it. I tried to do like last minute hungover Pride morning, tried to do like a rainbow on my eye and failed miserably, but I'm going to get it right because I have a couple more Prides coming up and I intend to rock this. So please welcome to the Morning Beat, Jessie Page.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, Jessie. I have to tell you, I saw you last night at another event. You're so cute. Your spirit is so bubbly, and I wanted to say hi, and I was like, no, I'll just save it until we go on air tomorrow.
Aww.
But talk to us about your rainbow palette, because it was a makeup event and I wanted to see it there.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you so much. Didn't even have to pay you guys to say all those compliments. Thank you.
Venmo me at note.
Yeah. Got you. PayPal later.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. So I actually came out less than a year ago.
Wow,
and
congratulations.
Thank you. And now your girl has a Tarte palette in Sephora's. It's very surreal. Feels very weird.
That's like very validating to be in such a huge chain like Sephora.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Some of the greats have really launched the beginning of stages of their beauty career there.
No, it's really cool. And what's so great is I worked with Tarte Cosmetics, and they were so open to, you know, what's your favorite LGBTQ+ charity? We're going to donate there. And
Wow. They
were just very open to, you know, allowing whoever the heck I wanted to be at my event, and like allowing for, you know, people of all different identities and sexualities and so on to promote the palette in different ways. Like, they've just been very open, and they enjoy getting educated.
Yeah.
And that's really cool to see a brand that's so open to that.
Yeah.
And I love that you were at Life Ball this year. I was dying to go. It happens in Vienna, which is the biggest charity event in Europe supporting people with HIV or AIDS. Tell us about your experience there.
So I went last year.
Last year, yeah.
Before I came out,
oh,
actually,
wow.
As well. So as in ally quotations.
Got
it. And
meanwhile.
Yeah. I know. And the next year I'm like,
I'm gay.
Yeah.
Bye.
But anyways, it's literally such a surreal event. I hope it's not the last year.
I know. Listen, we want to go next year because I've just watched people go for a long, long time. Now, listen, I know that your YouTube channel has been kind of where people can see you most frequently. How did it all get started for you on the YouTube platform?
So I started off it's funny situation. I started off doing makeup videos, which... Well, actually, it's not funny now because now I have a makeup palette out.
You were manifesting before you even knew it.
Exactly. I was like, I want to release like a really gay palette when I was 14. That was obviously always the goal.
Brilliant.
And I just thought girls on YouTube had to do beauty, even though in that respect, like the way I was doing it, it was not authentic to me at all. And then gradually, as you watch more of my videos, I just like, you know, look back upon my content and how it's changed. You can see I really just found myself more. And now, like, my channel is just the most, I guess the way to describe it, it's the most, like, Jesse Page thing ever. But it went from kind of crazy. It went from makeup videos to DIY videos to fandom DIY videos to comedy to mental health based content. And then
so good.
I threw in identity, I guess, a little bit more, and then my own identity, because I had been very openly inclusive online and had tried to, you know, let members of the LGBTQ plus community that follow me know that, like, y'all are valid and supported here, but I hadn't really mentioned my own identity, and that's something that I recently have incorporated.
Yeah. I mean, well, you've got great... Sorry, I want to talk about the merch, if you want to.
Yeah, well, let me say, this is my 14-year-old dream, personally, because I loved Hot Topic. I still love Hot Topic, and you have a line and merch in Hot Topic right now. Can you talk to us about it?
Yeah. I love Hot Topic, too.
Hello.
I love Hot Topic.
love you guys.
We love you, Hot Topic. Send us over some stuff. Thank you.
Yes, please. Send me some Billie Eilish merch. I'll take it.
We love Billie Eilish here. Yeah, she's great. We interviewed her.
Wow, she owns blue hair. I'm just like, you know, I'm trashing.
You're aqua teal. I love yours. It's my favorite color, by the way.
Thank
teal.
You.
I have a whole accent wall behind my bed. But tell us about your merch. Yes. It's Hot Topic.
So, yeah, I've been a really big fan. And it started with me actually just doing a few little partnerships, like, on and off, and my followers were just really resonating with that. I was like, oh, you guys really like Hot Topic too? I didn't realize how much my audience loved Hot Topic, and I was like, oh, you know, you guys are emo like me, love it. And I think it took, I remember I started talking about a line with them in March, and it's really cool because they haven't worked a lot influencers, at least like this, in a way that's like this intensive. Like, they've done one shirt with Shane Dawson a while ago, which, love him, and like a little bit of Tyler Oakley merch, I think.
Yeah.
Think with him, but not like a full online. And I was like, oh, that's intimidating, but it went really well. And yeah, it's just really weird because I live across the street from a Hot Topic, and it's so weird seeing
that. Oh my God, that must be the most surreal thing ever. That's amazing.
Well, listen, I want to tell you guys to follow Jesse Page on Instagram, JesseiePage, in case you're wondering how it sounds. We're going to put it on our social media as well. Please give her a follow on her YouTube platform as well. And if you have a moment to stop by Sephora, make sure you get her palette there. It is phenomenal. But also the gifts that you've got, there's like a 4-in-1 mascara. There's like there's a whole like travel size light camera whole thing. So make sure you stop there. We've got to end our day here, but we couldn't imagine a better person to end it with than Jesse Page. Jesse, I know you're a busy gal. Thank you so much for coming
and
in. And
now me and Jesse are going to Hot Topic, so it's a perfect way to go.
My birthday show tomorrow, so make sure you join us tomorrow. I know, I'm turning 40. It's crazy.
Oh my God, you look great.
Thank you. Yes. See you guys tomorrow.
Bye, guys. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.